Station number 12246, Lieutenant Colonel W. Waitman, Reel 36.
Colonel W. A. Waitman, Reel 36. Are there any further recollections of your period of time in Oman?
Yes. I commanded Barami from October 1974 until December 1975. And round about December of 74, at Rostock on the Bartina Plain between Muscat and Sohar, Rostock was, in history, an earlier capital of Oman. An Oman artillery roadblock, which was covering the track between the only existing road between up the Bartina coast, the only existing road in Oman at the time. The Oman artillery northern base was at Rostock, and they had a roadblock out on this track, and they stopped a vehicle. One of the occupants of the vehicle shot one of the soldiers, and the soldiers opened up and shot one of the occupants, and the other's occupants legged it. It was in the dark, and the soldiers were taken by surprise and bagged one, but several more escaped. They were later rounded up and tried summarily by Sharia court and sentenced to death, and executed at the Royal Oman Police Prison. A new one had been built at Rumais, north of Sebe, on the Bartina coast. So we sent a troop down of our infantry from my squadron, Oman Gendarmery, which garrisoned the ancient fort at Rostock, a magnificent several-storey building, again built out of the old style of mud bricks and the like. It was owned by Sultan Qaboos's uncle, Saif al-Basaid. Whilst I was at Barami, August of 1975, I spent an Arabic course at Sebe, and whilst I got a very good vocabulary, this improved my grammar and verbs. We actually did the course at the Sultan's Armed Forces training regiment. Because it was very hot conditions, they held it in one of the rooms of the officers' mess at the Muasker al-Murtafa main camp at Rasail. Muasker al-Murtafa actually means the principal camp. And there's 12 or 15 of us from various regiments completed that course successfully. Sadly, one of the course, a sapper sergeant, he later stood on a mine at Sarfait and lost part of his leg and I think an eye. He was what we call stone hopping, and if you jump from stone to stone, you're obviously not going to stand on a mine. And he came off one and bang, that was it. It's a great pity. I also went down in 1976 back to Salalah to attend Brigadier Jack Fletcher's memorial service and met Brigadier John Akehurst's successor. We also now General and knighted from the originally the Duke of Wellington's regiment. In January 76, I took command of Headquarters Squadron and commanded Headquarters Squadron of the Oman Army at Sebe for 2 years. The Headquarters Squadron consisted of the Signal Platoon, and signalers were trained at the Sultan Armed Forces Signal Regiment at Moscow Mertefa, and then went out to the seven squadrons within the regiment. I had the mortar troop under command, the MT was under command, and I was responsible for feeding signallers, drivers, fitters out to the 70 squadrons, although the parachute squadron was actually based at Oman Jamri Camp Seeb, a quarter of a mile from the Sultan's Seeb Palace. I was also responsible for all civilians within the regiment. Each squadron had about 20 to 30 civilians, which included orderlies, oblique batmen, cooks, mess waiters, and the like, for the small squadron messes out in the country, at Kassab in the Masandam, at Soha on the Bartana, at Barami in West Sector, and Sewer in South Sector. We also took our cooks, mine were actually military cooks, down to Habrut and Makina Shahan. In February 1977, when I returned from leave, I found that I was duty officer the night after I got back, and I arranged an exchange of duties with Lieutenant Khurshid Ahmed, a Baluch, Pakistan Baluch officer, and then I would do his duty. And Khurshid was duty officer on the night of the 20th, 21st of February 1977. One of our former Omani Gendarmerie Squadron Commanders, Major Keith Brett, had left us and been second command of the Southern Regiment, and I'd seen him previous time, 1974, on Sarfate, when he was acting as CO, as his own CO, Colonel John Gordon Taylor, was on leave. Keith came from Southern Regiment to headquarters of Sultan's Armed Forces on the personnel side, and then had joined us at the end of 75 as admin officer. At a time I know now to be 2:15 on the early hours of the morning of the 21st of February, I heard doors banging, the fly door of officers' quarters, and someone shouting. I then heard a pistol shot, and I knew it was 9mm, and I thought it was either a pistol going off accidentally or a Sterling gun from the guard going off accidentally. But I stayed awake, and I heard someone running, and I knew they were running in the direction of my room, my field officer quarter, which was a sitting room and a bedroom and a toilet and shower. And it was Tony Quinn, commander of the parachute squadron, and he shouted, "Wah! My room, quick." So I realised something was amiss. I pulled on a little beach robe and dashed out in the direction of his room. In the field officer quarter adjoining Keith's, on the bit of grass and periwinkle flower outside,